It's Tuesday, the day we read from your emails and blog comments. It was quite a week on Talk of the Nation. We covered the Spitzer scandal, the presidential campaign, the military, and we also took some time to look at magicians, the role-playing game Dungeons & Dragons, and time travel. Due to some unforeseen technical difficulties, one of our guests' time machines didn't quite work. Author ZZ Packer wasn't able to join as we'd planned, so we've taken a little time today to hear her time travel wishes. She's the author of Drinking Coffee Elsewhere, and last year she was named one of America's best young novelists by Grantham Magazine. She joins us now from her office in San Jose, California. Welcome to the program, ZZ.
Hi, Lynn. It's great to be here.
So what time and place would you like to travel to?
Well, I would like to travel to the future. I know a lot of the guests said in the past that they wanted to travel to the past, to particular battlefields, and to solve certain rabbinical problems and those sorts of things. But I would like to travel to the future probably 100 or maybe 150 years into the future, but not any more than that. And the place I would like to go to is not a definite place, but wherever there would be a family reunion of my descendants. And I just think that we don't get a chance to see what our kids turn out to be, and even our grandkids. But, you know, beyond that, we just don't see. We don't see if there's a president or a physicist or whoever that's in our sort of that eventually comes, you know, that in the end comes from us. And it would just be great to witness, you know, the, you know, 50 or 100 or more descendants and what they're up to.
Now, what would you like to see them doing? Or do you have any ideas of where you'd like them to be in life?
Yeah, well, obviously everyone wants your descendants to be successful and to have done more in life than you yourself did, and so that's always the goal. But also just in terms of to see them, I mean, you know, the sort of physically what they look like, that, you know, in terms of, you know, did you end up, you know, did someone end up marrying, you know, teachers, or did you, you know, if you're black, did your family end up in white or Chinese or so, you know, just in 150 years, almost anything can kind of happen, and you can see this sort of whole panoply of people, you know. And I kind of just think about Barack Obama having all of this, you know, this family scattered all over the earth, and that would just be a really glorious thing to see them all in one place, talking to one another, exchanging what they're doing, and just seeing technologically what's happened by way of that, because so many of the advances have occurred in the last 100 years of our lifetime, you know, planes and trains and, you know, the space shuttle and, you know, the internet. And so in another 100 years, I imagine that they would just be conducting their regular lives, and we would, meaning me and, you know, people who are on Earth now, would just be amazed by what they could do. Maybe they could time travel. Maybe they could live on the moon. You'd have a family reunion on the moon or Mars or something like that. But that would just be an incredible thing to see.
Well, maybe that'll happen someday.
I hope.
ZZ Packer is the author of Drinking Coffee Elsewhere, a collection of 8 stories. Last year, she was named one of America's best young novelists by Grantham Magazine. She joined us from her office in San Jose, California. Thanks so much, ZZ. It was fun talking with you.
It was great talking with you, Lynn.
And moving on to fantasies of another stripe entirely, we received this letter from a listener who didn't like the affectionate use of the word geeks to describe Dungeons & Dragons players. Listening to our appreciation of the late Gary Gygax, Ted in Fort Lauderdale wrote, "I questioned the use of the term geek. First, not all D&D players were geeks in the currently accepted sense of asocial computer experts, sci-fi fans, etc. Second is the term itself. While some of the various geek communities use the term ourselves, its use seems condescending. In the mundane world, the term geek still has many connotations of loser. After all, the original geeks were carnival performers who bit the heads off live chickens. Perhaps gaming fans would have been a less judgmental, if less catchy, term. However, we did receive some mail from proud geeks as well. Deja in Jamestown wrote, "Thank you for the look into D&D and Gary Gygax's influence. I was glad to hear another female player. There are more than when I started playing, but still not a lot. I started playing in the early 80s when my mother taught me. My husband and I bonded over our weekly games in high school, and we still play every week on Mondays. And our daughter is starting to play as well. Yep, three generations of geeks and proud of it. We welcome letters from everyone, geeks, nerds, and all. And if you want to go back and listen to the show, you can find our podcasts by going to npr.org/talk. And if you have comments, questions, or corrections for us, the best way to reach us is by email. Our address is talk@npr.org. Please let us know where you're writing from and give us some help on how to pronounce your name. Talk of the Nation is produced by Susan Lund, Susanna George, David Gura, Enrique Rivera, Ashley Grayshaw, Dahlia Martinez, and Addie Wisenot. Our editor is Barry Hardiman. Beth Novi produces our web content. Our intern is Amanda Stupai. Gwen Uten directs the program. Our assistant producer is Sarah Handel. Drew Reynolds is our technical director. He gets engineering help from Dennis Nielsen. Talk of the Nation's senior producer is Scott Cameron. Sue Goodwin is the executive producer. Richard L. Harris is NPR's director of afternoon programming. Tomorrow, Neil Conan will be back for another edition of The Political Junkie. This is Talk of the Nation from NPR News. I'm Lynn Neary in Washington.